your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 58 today under mainly clear skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows level off around 42, high of 68 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As La Nina climate conditions are back for a second straight winter, above-average temperatures will show up in the south and most of the eastern U.S. Well, that's from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center, which has issued a 2021 winter weather outlook that extends from December through February of next year. NOAA says that consistent with typical La Nina conditions during the winter, they anticipate below normal temperatures along portions of the northern tier of the U.S., but much of the south will experience above normal temps. The southwest U.S. will be the biggest concern as below normal precipitation won't improve the drought conditions in that region. Below normal temps likely in the southern Alaska and Pacific Northwest east through the northern plains. The upper Mississippi River Valley and small parts of the Great Lakes have an equal chance of above or near or below normal temps. The highest chances of wetter than average conditions in the Pacific Northwest, northern Rockies, Great Lakes, and part of the Ohio Valley. Drier than normal areas include Southern California and the Southeast U.S. The remainder of the U.S. has an equal chance of above, normal, or below normal temperatures. Widespread severe to exceptional drought continues to dominate the western half of the continental U.S., the northern plains, and the Missouri River Basin. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley joined several colleagues in introducing the Prohibiting IRS Financial Surveillance Act in the Senate. This legislation will prevent the Internal Revenue Service from implementing the Democrats' plan to give the agency access to the transaction information of virtually every American. Grassley said the information the Democrats are seeking is a complete invasion of privacy. He said the average American shouldn't have to explain every financial transaction to the federal government. On top of that, he said this would severely strain our local banks and credit unions with significant implementation and administrative costs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The vast majority of complaints of bias made against Kansas law enforcement agencies are not found to have merit. An Associated Press review of data shows agencies have received hundreds of complaints of bias over the past 10 years, but records available to the public show only two alleging racial bias resulted in consequences for officers. Advocates for racial equality question how that could be the case and suggest that law enforcement investigating complaints against other officers and a lack of transparency are problems. Representatives of law enforcement say police investigators that look into bias complaints receive specialized training and that proving bias is extremely difficult. The Overland Park Police Department is expanding a team that responds to police calls involving mental health crises. The mental health unit will have more than a dozen members and six co-responders. The city did receive a nearly $250,000 federal grant. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, no good credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Two people were critically injured in a road rage shooting in Wichita. KSNT reports that officers responding to an 11 p.m. Friday call of a shooting arrived to find two people with gunshot wounds. Police say one is a 26-year-old woman believed to be the driver, and the other is a man in his mid-20s who believed to be a passenger. Both were transported to a local hospital in critical but stable condition. Police said they were eastbound on Kellogg when they were involved in some sort of road rage incident with another vehicle. Several shots were fired from a white four-door car. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas felon on new charges after a traffic stop. Just before 1 a.m. on Friday, sheriff's deputies in Nebraska arrested 39-year-old Amber Geyer of Topeka for possession of a firearm by a felon and driving under suspension. Geyer was booked into the Richardson County Jail. She does have two previous drug convictions, according to the Kansas Department of Corrections. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A Waterloo volunteer firefighter has been charged with sexual assault after authorities say he drugged a woman and attacked her while she was incapacitated. The Douglas County attorney has charged 27-year-old Brandon Housick with first-degree sexual assault of a mentally or physically incompetent person. Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department Chief Travis Harlow said he placed Housick on administrative leave after he was charged back in May. Housick posted a $2,500 bond after he was arrested in early June and remains free while the case is pending. Authorities say it was an employee who shot and killed a gunman at a Nebraska grain elevator, and the man likely prevented further loss of life. Nebraska State Patrol Sergeant Jeff Roby said Friday that the victims killed in Thursday's shooting at Agrax Elevator in Superior were 60-year-old Sandra Nelson of Formoso, Kansas, and 53-year-old Darren Kopke of Hayter, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville's a really good community to live in. And
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The appraiser is finalizing valuation reviews. The treasurer is finalizing tax statements. Wind farm documentation continues with the Register of Deeds. Tax sale prep continues. The Extension Office has new staff coming on board the 1st of November. Emergency Management is coordinating grants. Public Works has begun the 8th bridge this season, and they continue mowing. Advance voting is underway at the County Clerk's Office. And the Agency on Aging will offer free rides again in November after the August trial was well received. The Marshall County Treasurer feels she's lost quality candidates due to those individuals not wanting to take a cut in pay, and feels a study of benefits would be a good idea. Several others expressed the opinion the county has good hourly wages and excellent affordable benefits that should be taken into consideration. County commissioners will meet with interviews for the construction manager at risk Monday morning, with the regular business meeting to begin at 1 o'clock. Washington County commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemaha County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to hire Heaven Schutte as the permanent Nemaha County Health Officer as a county employee at a salary of $60,000 per year starting November 3rd. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard from Tim Collier, Chief Ranger for Visitor and Resource Protection Division for the National Park Service, who's been filling in as interim park ranger at Homestead National Historical Park as Mark Englert retired recently. They are taking applications for a permanent replacement and hope to have that filled early next year. Concerns with the Humane Society competing with private veterinary practices were heard with a discussion regarding renewal of the agreement with the county. A motion passed unanimously to approve the agreement with the Beatrice Humane Society for kenneling captured or stray animals through June 2022. Supervisors appointed Darren Baer, Tobias Templemeyer, and John Hill to the Hospital Authority Board for a six-year term through September 2027. A Home City man was found a day later by authorities following a chase September 29th after he had eluded officers on his motorcycle and then fled by foot shortly after 10 p.m. Jesse Bauer was driving recklessly with the pursuit resulting in a crash on Limestone near 15th Road when Bauer struck a sheriff's vehicle. He ran and was found later the next day after he had fallen down an embankment and was injured. Jesse Barrow was transported to CMH in Marysville, later transferred to a Lincoln hospital. He faces charges of criminal damage to property, fleeing or attempting to elude law enforcement, no valid license, and several traffic charges. Annual meeting of the Washington County Fair Board is Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington. Betty Lou Damrow, age 94, of Beatrice, formerly of Diller, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Damrow. Aelita Cleakin, age 86, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, burial of a church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Tuesday 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Aelita Cleakin. Claire Scheidler, age 69, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Wednesday 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment at the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book Tuesday 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at Wymore in charge of arrangements for Claire Scheidler. Elizabeth Betty Post, age 86, formerly of the Wymore and Liberty areas, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Betty Post. Merton Bevitt, age 83, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Hanover Mortuary. Burial at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 1 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Merton Bevitt. Anna Marie Long, age 58, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Anna Marie Long.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, expecting partly sunny conditions across the area with a high around 58, with a northeast wind at about 5 to 10. Later on tonight, we'll see clear conditions as low temperatures stay into the lower 40s and wind staying for the southeast at about 5. On Tuesday, we can continue to see plenty of sunshine here across the area. High temperatures warming up slightly into the upper 60s, right around 70. And a breezy southeast wind is expected between 15 and 25, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour at times. On Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, as we'll see an area of low pressure making its way through the region, and we'll see temperatures staying into the mid-50s there for later on Tuesday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely again for Wednesday with highs around 60, and we'll see a chance of rain Thursday with a high around 58. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature late October 65, record high on this date 89. The average low 40 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 6:35. We received just about half an inch of rain Saturday night into Sunday here in Marysville, about an inch north of us in Beatrice, 3.5-4 inches up toward Lincoln.
The obesity epidemic isn't affecting only humans. All about fat cats and pudgy poodles today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Artist Pablo Picasso was born on this day, and the Tappan Company introduced the first microwave oven for home use on this day in 1955. How can you tell if your pet has packed on a few too many pounds? Here's a simple test. Place your palm against his rib cage. If it takes more than gentle pressure to feel the ribs, your pooch is a little too portly. Table scraps are the most common culprit for overfed pets. Though it's hard to resist throwing them a treat, they're much happier and healthier in the long run when kept to a strict diet as recommended by your vet. Exercise is the other component of weight loss, so be sure to keep your pet active. If it gets you off the couch as well, it's a win-win proposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more pet advice at almanac.com.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Monday facing a far tougher test than expected against Kansas. Caleb Williams and the Oklahoma Sooners, who trailed by double figures on two occasions, outscored the Jayhawks and won 35-23 on Saturday. That means the Sooners are now ranked fourth in the latest AP Top 25 college men's football poll. Up next for the KU Jayhawks, they'll travel on Saturday to Oklahoma State. A better outcome for K-State on Saturday as Skylar Thompson passed for 296 yards and the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, rallying Kansas State in the second half to a 25-24 victory over Texas Tech. Skylar Thompson's touchdown pass to Deuce Vaughn with just over 6 minutes left helped the Wildcats end an 8-game Big 12 conference losing streak. The Red Raiders couldn't hold on to a 24-10 halftime lead in a sixth consecutive loss to Kansas State. Up next for the Wildcats, they take on TCU this Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs, and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ryan Tannehill threw for 270 yards and a touchdown and also ran for a score, and the Tennessee Titans routed the Kansas City Chiefs 27-3 on Sunday for their fifth win in six games. The Chiefs have now lost 2 of 3 and dropped to 1-4 in the AFC this season. Up next for the Chiefs this next Sunday, they'll square off with the New York Giants in a night game, kickoff set for 7:15. Turning to NASCAR, Kyle Larson drove to his ninth victory of the season and most meaningful to date in his new job with Hedrick Motorsports. Larson drove to victory lane at Kansas Speedway yesterday, the 17th anniversary of a Hendrick plane crash that killed all 10 people aboard. The plane was traveling to a race in Virginia, and among those killed was Rick Hendrick's only son. Larson's number 5 is stylized to resemble how the car looked when Ricky Hendrick drove it. And it looks like the World Series this
Friday night football scores. Marysville fell to Riley County 25-13. Chapman downed Concordia 42-26. Clay Center pounded Council Grove 66-8. Wamega ran past Abilene 45-7. Washington County fell to Valley Falls 28-26. Frankfort took Lynn 56-6. Axtell over Onega 54-8. Hanover beat Wetmore 52-6. Valley Heights beat Northern Heights 46-0. Centralia fell to Wabunsee 45-40. Week 9 football pairings released by the Kansas State High School Activities Association. In 8-man Division 2, undefeated Axtell will host 4-4 Beloit St. John's Tipton Thursday. Hanover 5-3 is at Osborne 6-2. Frankfort will host Lakeside Downs, both teams 6-2. 8-man games kick off again on Thursday night. KNDY will air the Hanover game at Osborne live on FM 95.5. 2-5 Marysville travels Friday to undefeated Southeast Saline in 3A. Marysville football live on EM 1570, FM 94.1. Class 1A, Valley Heights 3-4 is at Pleasanton 2-5. While 6-2 Centralia draws a bye first round. Hanover Lady Wildcat volleyball team advances to the 1A Division II state tournament. Emporia as the second seed, 36-5, with Lebo the top seed, 36-4. Hanover will face number 7 seed Lost Spring Setter in pool play Friday at 11, then number 6 Dighton at 1, and 3rd seed Central Plains Friday at 3. Pool play winners advance to semifinals Saturday beginning at 9. Tune for live coverage of Hanover volleyball matches this weekend on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia's the number 3 seed at Dodge City in 1A Division 1 and faces 6th seed Spearville Friday at 8:30, 7th seed Burlingame at 10:30, and 2nd seed Little River Friday at 1:30.
Mow a maze into a section of your lawn and let the fun begin. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. My friend Mike surprised his 2 girls with a lawn maze and continued the tradition for years. He shared these tips. Locate an open area of lawn and mark the middle with a large object like a ball. Lower the mower's blade to create the pathways. Mow a small square around the marker about 2 to 3 mower widths wide. Make concentric squares around the center square. Leave 1 foot wide strips of unmown grass between each set of mown pathways. These will be the walls of the maze. Once you've completed the squares, begin connecting them by mowing doors between paths. Create a meandering trail from 1 or more entryways to the center of the maze. Be sure to add some dead ends to make finding your way to the center more challenging. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes the name of a boat is a big deal. Ron's family had the perfect name for a boat, a name that brought plenty of tourists to board it. But there was a problem. What to do when people didn't want to ride the other boats? The unique solution is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Ron Thompson can trace his family lineage back several generations here in Alexandria Bay in northern New York State.
My great-grandfather came over from Scotland to Canada, and then the family made its way up the St. Lawrence River. So my great-grandfather came into the U.S., and then my grandfather was born here in Alexandria Bay in 1876.
Ron's great-grandfather was a farmer. But his grandfather began a different occupation that led Ron to what he does today.
My grandfather started in the boat business, and actually in 1925, he joined his company with a couple other companies here in Alexandria Bay. At one time, there was probably 10 boat lines operating.
Those small companies with one or two boats formed a larger company with many boats. But there was another problem.
One of the problems they had was one of the names of the boats was Uncle Sam. And because of the patriotism going on after World War II, everybody wanted to ride on Uncle Sam. And that created a problem for the other boats. So there was too many people waiting for the Uncle Sam and not enough to go on the other ones.
So Ron's grandfather helped solve the challenge of everyone wanting to ride a boat named Uncle Sam.
So they got creative and solved that problem by renaming all the boats Uncle Sam. So you had the Uncle Sam 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and Junior.
Today, Ron's company is called Uncle Sam Boat Tours. It's a family-owned company with quite a story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York. I'm Andrew McRae.
An insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Hurricanes, flooding, and drought seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss. But make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
Location also makes a difference. Insurers are using local climate data to be more precise in how they insure a property. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
4-H for you. For America. 4-H.
salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Titan Trailers, and Twin Valley Developmental Services, The Warehouse, and Twice But Nice Thrift Stores.
My name is Eli Height. My favorite thing about 4-H is spending time with friends and learning about new projects. This year, I won Grand Champion on my project. It was fun.
Hi, my name is Spencer Michael. I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my third year in 4-H. Favorite project is Legos. In the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
Help us celebrate this year by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 7 years. I'm 16, and my favorite project is the Goat Project.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Titan Trailers, and Twin Valley Developmental Services, The Warehouse, and Twice But Nice Thrift Stores.
A U.S. senator comments on the state of the livestock industry today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search Farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. The U.S. House Agriculture Committee recently heard testimony on the status of the livestock industry. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa Republican, says beef producers are getting the short end of the deal at the moment.
I want to make clear that I'm not upset about paying more for beef. I'm upset because farmers are not making a profit. There is no denying we need serious reform in the way our country markets cattle.
Grassley and his colleagues are proposing restarting mandatory price reporting by meat packers, which expired the end of September.
The reauthorization of the mandatory price reporting is the vehicle available where we can add additional price transparency and price discovery measures, and that's what I'm advocating. Over the past 18 months, we've seen massive price discrepancies between fed cattle and box beef. This is pushing cattle producers and feeders to the brink of having to sell their operations.
Grassley says just a few companies dominate the beef processing business, and that limits price negotiation. I'll have more on the House committee hearing tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Althea proudly salutes the Pawnee City 4-H chapters, where young members learn personal responsibility, respect, and to trust moral and ethical values in their daily decisions. This kind of structure will ensure positive results and future success. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. SunMart is proud to support 4-H and salutes the Fall City and other area 4-H clubs, members, and leaders because 4-H teaches young people to be dependable and responsible citizens, as well as how to use various skills that will prepare them for future success. From SunMart in Fall City, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. C&K Service salutes the local 4-H clubs and their leaders for the principles they uphold and teach to the children of our communities. 4-H offers so much to the kids of today, like working knowledge and social skills that will ensure that they have the keys to live successful lives. Thank you from C&K Services in Sabetha.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the concerns of inflation, the federal budget, and the raising of the debt ceiling, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas sat down with us to talk about the impacts it's been having on rural America and the agriculture community with the inflated prices of certain goods, making it more difficult for farmers to do their job.
As agriculture goes, so goes rural America. We've got some better prices, but the biggest problem back home right now in agriculture is input prices. The cost of fertilizer, I'm going to say it's doubled. Of course, diesel fuel, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, all those things that allow modern farming and allow us to grow more with less and do precision agriculture. So many of those products are hard to get, so it's really driving up the cost for the farmer to produce. And guess what? This is going to lead to inflation.
He also talked about his concerns of the vaccine mandate coming out of OSHA and the federal government with the Biden administration, how it's already going to cause more of a bottleneck in the distribution issue that we're already seeing with many different industries within agriculture.
I think the biggest bottleneck from agriculture to the grocery stores remains trucking. There's simply just not enough truck drivers out there. There weren't enough before COVID. During COVID, it was made worse. This vaccine mandate would make that worse as well.
That, again, was U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from here in the state of Kansas sitting down with us here at the Mid-America Ag Network. In other news, there is an ag equipment manufacturing and sales webinar in the state of Kansas set for October 27th. As the Kansas Department of Agriculture is partnering with Great Plains Technology and Manufacturing Cluster, Kansas State Technology Development Institute, and the Kansas Manufacturing Solutions, and they're set to feature quarterly webinars focused on the Kansas agriculture equipment manufacturing and sales sector. The first webinar is set to focus on partnerships for sharing success, and the webinar will feature Kansas Manufacturing Surefire Ag, Shield Ag, and Farmata. For more information, you can go to agriculture.ks.gov/business-development. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
This month and every month, Hummus Trucking Incorporated offers praise to the hardworking farmers across the nation who put food in the stores and on tables every day. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, farmers are in the combine. They're also considering the 2022 crop plans for their operation. Correspondent Michael Clements with more.
Indiana farmer and United Soybean Board Director Kevin Wilson says there are many reasons farmers benefit by growing high oleic soybeans.
They're basically the same as growing regular soybeans, so it makes it easy to use. And the flip side is that we're getting a really beneficial oil that now has taken off in the demand side. So it appears to me that it's a really good win-win for everyone.
Wilson has been planting high oleic soybeans on his farm for 8 years now and says the added value they offer is a big benefit for farmers.
We've really never seen any yield drags at all. The genetics continue to improve. Yields are definitely on par with our conventional soybeans. Bottom line is that we get an additional 75 cents to $1.25, depending on how it works out, on top of it. So this year, with our rise in our inputs, especially to me, this is something that could be very beneficial.
Farmers this year planted about 600,000 acres of high oleic soybeans across 13 states. To meet food processors' demand, which the Soy Checkoff is focused on building, the goal for 2022 is 1.1 million acres.
As a result, farmers are going to really see more varieties out there, so that they've got more choices to choose from in the 2022 planting season. And something that I don't know we've really talked a lot about, double cropping. If you happen to be in an area that does a lot of double cropping, I think that these might be something you really want to look at as well.
Visit soyinnovation.com to learn more and find an elevator that accepts high oleic soybeans near you. And keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board at unitedsoybean.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
It's common to let cattle graze on corn residue after harvest. If you also put down fertilizer, be aware of animal safety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Harvest is done, some cattle owners will let the herd graze on the corn stalk residue. They convert the residue to manure, leaving carbon and nutrients in the soil, which then benefits the crops. However, if you apply fertilizer over the field after harvest and have a spill, there is a toxicity risk for the animals. Brad Schick is a beef systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the fertilizer itself isn't harmful, it's the concentration to be concerned with.
You know, we look at something like sulfur, you know, they can have 0.5% in their diet and be fine. You know, we also have things like phosphorus. The tolerable level for them is like 1% in the diet. When we're talking about zinc, we're talking about 1,000 milligrams per kilogram. So a lot of these are very high. The animals would actually have to consume.
The safest approach for grazing corn stalks is to graze before fertilization application or wait until after a rain so it can percolate into the ground. He says calculations can tell you if what was applied would pose a risk.
I would say that you need to see how much was actually applied. I mean, we're obviously putting in a certain rate based off likely grid sampling, so we'll know what the rate is. You can calculate what the expected even consumption of forage is based off the body weight of that animal.
Water has minerals in it, so there is the potential for these same compounds to be in the animal's drinking water. Schick says you should also factor this into your calculations. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about grazing corn stalks at agriculture.com.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the right tools for contractors and do-it-yourselfers at unbelievable prices. The Porter Cable Cordless 8-Tool Combo Kit is $529.99 and has everything you need for every building project for fastening and drilling. Get the DeWalt Drill Driver Impact Kit for just $149.99 and keep all your tools and accessories together for easy transport with the Milwaukee Packout Toolbox Organizer for $49.99. Thanks for buying local and shopping at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit as we get to the tail end of the day, but not a bad day as we see a lot of green still on the board. Pretty steady as we've gone through the day. Corn dipping into the red just a little bit, but wheat, soybeans all in the green right now. Livestock hanging out in the green for the day as well. We'll see what happens at the closing in just a little bit. At the same time, the European Union Crop Monitoring Group has increased their 2021 EU corn yield projections, set to 7.79 million hectares. That is up from last one, 7.78 anticipation. So that is good news as we see potentially a little bit more crop there as the harvest continues. December corn is down a half right now at 537 and a half. The wheat is still in the green right now. December KC wheat up 3 1/4 at 777 and a quarter. Oats, they started off rocky, but they're seeing some decent growth right now. December oats are up 25 points right now at 629 and a quarter. In the soybeans right now, we see mostly higher here. November soybeans are up 12 3/4 at 12.33 and a quarter. The meal for December down $1.10 at 3.26 and 30 cents. The oil up $1.07 at 63 and 16 cents. In the cotton market, they started off a little rocky down in the red, but they are in the green now as they've gone through further in the day. December cotton up 35 cents at 108 and 61 cents. In the livestock, live cattle for October is up $1.15 at 125 and a quarter. The feeder cattle for October is unchanged right now at 155.42. However, the November is up $1.50 at 158.40. Lean hogs, they're in the green mostly as well. December up 87 cents at 74 and 20 cents, with February up by 12 cents at 76 and 3/4. In the U.S. dollar index today, we are seeing some decent gains there, some green on the board. U.S. dollar index for December is up 19 cents at 93 and 82 cents. The 30-year bonds are up in the green a hair at 158, and the 10-year notes are in the green a hair as well, sitting at 130. Market's closing in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.
old-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.